It's time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you'd like to send us a note about what's happening around your house. Maybe your grandkids are visiting and you'd like to have them just say a few pleasant words about the fun they're having at your house. Whatever the case, we are happy to hear from you. Funding for Student Phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology Talkbacks are produced by Heidi Holton. Charlie is on vacation. And our first report this week comes from Axel Neustock of Memphis by way of his cabin in Marcel.
Hi, this is Axel Neustock. This is our last report of the summer. We head back to Memphis this week. I took a Secchi reading with my neighbor, Mr. Olson. I know he listens to this program, so a shout out to him. A Secchi reading is a measurement of water clarity. We drop a white disc into the water until we can't see it anymore. Then we measure the depth using knots on the rope. The clarity of our lake is 12.5 feet. Then he reports the findings to the DNR. It was very fun and interesting. Today, I saw a garter snake eating a toad. The toad was so big that the garter snake had to unhinge its jaws to swallow it. It took almost 30 minutes. I could see the bulge inside of the snake afterwards. Other sightings this week included mergansers, foxes, several monarch butterflies, but only one chrysalis, lots of raspberries. It has been a fairly windy week, and I've been out sailing. Have you, John Latimer? Bye!
Bye, Axel. Thanks for the great report. What a wonderful experience. I have sat and watched a snake swallow a frog in this case, but either way, frog or toad, it's a pretty startling experience and not one that is quickly forgotten. It's nature. That's how it works. Maybe you're there to witness it, maybe you're not, but either way, it's happening, and garter snakes do that kind of thing, and they have that remarkable ability to sort of unhinge their jaw and slide themselves around their prey, and in this case, it was a toad, and Axel got to sit and watch it. I have seen several monarch butterflies this week as well, and that has given me hope. The summer has been a rather poor summer for monarchs. I have not seen a lot of them, but in the last week or so, I've seen more than a half a dozen, and that's given me some hope for next year. So this group of monarchs likely are the ones that will be the migrators. And yes, it has been windy, and yes, Axel, I did get out and sailed this week with my friend John, and we had another great sail together, lots of good conversation, and some thoughts about how we were going to handle things. That's the best part about sailing, I think. You sort of have to keep your mind focused right there in front of you, and what is it that you're about to do next, because you can't really let your mind drift when you're sailing. It's not that kind of game. Our next report comes from Logan, who is visiting at Sugar Lake Lodge from Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Logan, and I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm 7.5 years old. And today we caught two green frogs. We saw a leopard frog, there was a bunch of turtles, and we caught 9 golf balls and 3 dragonflies.
Logan was one of those young men that just gets it. And he and I and his mother and father and his two brothers spent about 2 hours out, and we didn't get any further than this one little pond, and we spent the time just circling that pond. Logan at first was pretty interested in the golf balls, but once his pockets were full of golf balls, We turned our attention to dragonflies, which are much harder to catch than golf balls, and the frogs. And we just had a wonderful time. And I think Logan is going to be one of those kids that's going to be, he's going to be paying attention all of his life. He's pretty excited about being out in nature. Our next report comes from the Long Lake Conservation Center's Four Corned Camp, and the students are Andre and Navari.
Hi, this is Andre
and Navari reporting from Fort Corn Camp, July 28th through August 1st at Long Lake Conservation Center. The high temperature was 87 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 61. A barred owl was heard hooting in the evening. We were able to spot it and get some good pictures before we were literally chased away. Coyotes were also heard at night, and we think maybe even a wolf was heard. An identified hawk was seen flying with a chipmunk in its talons. We found deer tracks and saw a fawn at the archery field. A hummingbird also buzzed by our group as we sat on the bench. We saw a tree frog, several very tiny wood frogs, a small garter snake, a mouse, and a woodpecker.
The milkweed plants have pods and the bee balm is in full bloom. A few wild raspberries are still being found. Between the campers and critters, there are not many left. Not many ticks were found this week, but there are still many deer flies. We saw several busy squirrels and then one that was just sitting in a tree eating a pancake. Bear scat was closely inspected. We heard loons calling and saw swans on the lake a few times, usually near the beaver lodge. We were excited to see a pair of otters in the lake with three baby otters. It was a great week at camp and in nature, and we want everybody to remember to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Andre and Navari, thank you. What a great report. What a great experience. Man, you get to see a lot of interesting things there. The milkweed plants do indeed have pods on them. They are at the point now where they can be harvested, cooked, and eaten. And I have not done that in 35 years or so, but I have done it, and they are delicious. The preparations are probably available online. It takes a bit of boiling and sort of changing water, as I recall, but it's worth the effort. They're really quite good. And there are still a few wild raspberries being found. I was out for a hike last night, and we were picking raspberries, and I had my eye on this raspberry, and I was talking to my partner as we're walking along, and my dog came up and ate the raspberry I had my eyes on. So even she was getting some raspberries last night. So it's a good time of year to get out and check them out. The folks down at Long Lake sent along a picture of a red-headed woodpecker feeding babies in a tree near them, which was pretty exciting. The red-headed woodpecker is one of my favorite birds and not often seen around here.